So much to talk about on Left Arm Not So Orthodox, the auction of the T20 tournament we can't speak of. We have all kinds of test matches going on. Pakistan, Sri Lanka, very interesting records there. And India, West Indies to meet and greet us, the one and only Rohit Shah. One-time cricketer, now comedian. A normal pattern. Yes, Left Arm Not So Orthodox. So much to talk about, so little time. And obviously, I've decided to cancel 7 of the 19 topics that we had. But let's introduce our guest, Rohit. Rohit, the full name?
Rohit Shah.
Why didn't you tell me that before coming? Huh? I look like an idiot who just brought someone on and doesn't even know his name. But apparently, you're an award-winning comic. You have worked in Everybody Loves Raymond Hindi version. Okay. That's not true. We were discussing a friend of yours who is also coming on the show, but not this show, another show. Let's talk cricket. Do you have any cricket credentials? Because otherwise, we look like fools. You
know, I used to write for a bunch of websites before I took comedy.
Right. Cricket websites.
Yeah, cricket websites.
Like Cricket Next, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Cricket Next.
Cricket Buzz, all that.
Yeah, there's...
Cricket Info. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've said no to everything so far. The three big ones.
No, I'll tell you
the
name.
What's the website called? If it's called Dyna Does Dallas or something, it makes no sense.
There's a Crick Tracker, and there used to be one other website called Holding Willy. It's a really...
Holding Willy from that famous Michael Holding Peter Willy quote from the 70s or early 80s. Yeah, but before we say anything further, I want to just tell the people listening, and we do have 708, that Rohit has the credentials. He's not some joker, but he is also a joker because you're a stand-up comic. But he's a cricket lover and a cricket pandit. Yeah. So we'll quickly start about, for me, the most interesting thing this week. Abid Ali comes in at the age of 32, plays for Pakistan for the first time in a test match. He's got 100 in debut against Australia earlier in the year in Dubai, in the one-day format. And now he makes a test century. He follows it up with a second test century, 174 in the second test at Karachi. But let's focus on the fact that he's got a world record, so we can talk about it. Which is the first cricketer, the first batsman to score 100 on debut in an ODI and a test match debut, all in the same year, that too. So I thought by now somebody would have done that. I called up Sachin and said, what the hell's going on, man?
Yeah, Sachin didn't score too many runs in his
first... he got 100 Ranji Trophy debut, Irani Trophy debut,
and Dulip Trophy
debut, and President.
Test.
He had to wait a long time. Go to England, somebody hold his hand, get a century there. But interesting.
Also difficult, you know, for Sachin, because in India, he was facing bowlers which were not Wasim Akram and Waqar Yunus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Are you trying to put him down or put him up?
Put him up, because...
So you're putting Virat down, saying the West Indian bowling attack you could have played for. Underperformed.
I just had this thought generally also, is that Sachin scored 49 centuries playing for India. But imagine if he could play the bowlers who were playing for India at that time. Mm-hmm. Imagine the number of centuries he would score then.
Fair enough. But also, Ian Chappell, I think, has said exactly the same thing. Just in the morning papers. Yeah. I read papers, don't have a digital sort of brain. But he clearly said that Sachin, Ganguly, Lakshman, Dravid had to face far better attacks. If you look at, as you mentioned, the two Ws, the West Indies attacks, still Walsh, Ambrose, Australian attacks. So decent,
exactly.
And then you've got the Pakistan Shoaib Akhtar we didn't mention. So you've got about 6-7 really crack bowlers out there. You had Murli, one of the world's best spinners.
Shane Warne,
one of the world's best spinners.
You had
Shane Bond also, fabulous. I faced him in the nets.
Oh wow!
No, with a mic.
Oh,
ask him two questions.
Oh,
it was quite quick.
God.
It's quick off the mark, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's not digress. I'm talking about Abid Ali's, because I know that I do this just to irritate people who think they're cricket lovers. Yeah. So they'll discuss, hey, you saw the game yesterday. Uh-huh. I say, yeah, man, Pakistan batted 395 for 2. And they're like, oh, what? Mm. But they don't follow test cricket. Yeah. They think I'm going to follow one day cricket all my life. No.
But red also, ball. What a great
red
time.
Ball, I say.
Yeah.
But show me your ball. Huh.
Yeah, so I'm saying, but also what a great time for him to come with this, record, because this is the first time Pakistan is playing test cricket.
After 10 years at home.
At home.
So Pindi century, Karachi century, and they call him the legend. I'd love to know the background story to that. He's 32 years old. Yeah. He makes his debut late like a Mike Hussey, and he's called the legend. And apparently now the entire Pakistan country has a hero at last. Their last hero was Imran Khan, the cricketer, not the politician. And
now, they always try to peg everyone. So this time, Abid Ali is a different hero, because for years they tried to peg, someone against Virat Kohli.
Well, Babar is there.
Babar Azam is there. And he's a really good... He's having a really great day. Well.
Let's see how he finishes up.
Yeah, he scored a century in Australia, the second test also.
Almost got a second century. Yeah. He's got 100 already in this series. And yeah, so, you know, I think the things are looking
up. The World Cup century against New Zealand was one of the finest, like, you know, in a pressure cooker game. And especially...
And conditions weren't that good for batting also.
And the New Zealand pace attack is...
I like the way we say that, like, we really know. The conditions are not that good for batting initially. Yeah. I pick up these lines from all the experts, and I think I can talk about it anywhere, anytime. All right, while you take a sip of coffee or whatever the hell you're drinking, I'm the one who shouldn't be given any. Let's quickly discuss the fact that India escaped. We almost lost the series. I thought the third game at Cuttack was... I thought the batting was pretty good towards the end, the way they got to 315, West Indies I'm talking about. Pollard finally performed as a captain. And then we were almost out of it at 5 down for 200 odd. And then your... What's the batsman's name, that fellow's...
Shardul Thakur.
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, a fun fact about Shardul Thakur. Yeah. He's hit six sixes in school cricket. You know, just a fun fact. Yeah. He hit it against my school. So
what are you saying? Were you bowling?
No, I was not bowling.
The were guy you left
was,
arm not so orthodox?
No, I was right arm orthodox, just like the country.
But were you there? Fair enough. That, out of the ground. Go on.
Yeah. No, but like the guy who replaced me in the team, like, so they had to pick someone.
Yeah.
And we had gone for the selection. They didn't, like, I didn't get selected. This other guy, because, you know, he...
right arm offy.
No, left arm. He was left arm orthodox.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
See, just like a program, he can't run.
Yeah.
And he got hit for six sixes by Shardul.
Yeah.
And at that time, he was known as a batsman.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying? How interesting is that?
Yeah. And this guy, he was picked as a bowler in the team, and then he switched.
What's
to
this batting. Guy's name? So, in case we can verify this, then know that it's
Vishal
not a lie.
Vishal Dhruva. You can Google it.
Vishal
Dhruva.
Vishal Dhruva. Now, according to Rohit, Vishal Dhruva.
Yeah.
Is a left arm not so orthodox bowler himself,
yeah,
who in school cricket was pitted against the mighty Shardul Thakur, and who was more like a batsman at that point, who was hit for six sixes.
Yeah.
This is a true fact.
Yeah, this is a true
fact. You remember what tournament it was or whatever?
I think it was Harris Shield.
Oh, Harris Shield, proper legit tournament.
Yeah.
Arre, bhai, the record will be there.
Yeah,
Rohit, either you're a liar or you're a legend like Abid Ali. We'll find out in the next 2 weeks because ours is a very slow process. Our computers are malfunctioning. Wi-Fi doesn't happen here. And, you know, the mutual funds are subject to market risk. All right, cheers, man. Thanks for talking. Let's have a quick word about the T20 auction that happened last week where I offered to pay for most of the cricketers just for a night out. 15.5 for Cummings. Arguably, he and Bumrah are the best bowlers in the world across all conditions and all three formats. So I'll give you all that. But 15.5, what's he going to do? No bowler lights up the, you know, this tournament whose name I can't mention.
Yeah, sorry. The thing is... Yeah, and
would you pay? Let me put it this way. Would you pay?
It's
as an owner,
difficult. It's difficult because the thing is the value for money.
It's a batsman's game.
It's a batsman's game.
Andre Russell, yes, I would say MVP, very possible. I would pay a lot of money for him. Yeah. A young Chris Gayle, definitely. Virat Kohli at his best, yes. But I don't think any fast bowler is going to make that great difference on Indian tracks in 14 consecutive games.
And the point is not just that, because the thing is the Australian cricket team, they try to manage their talent in a way.
But you know they pay them. If they cannot attend this T20 tournament and they have been selected, they pay them 70% compensation of the rate they were given. Do you know this? This is the beauty of Australia. I've applied for citizenship, but they have a thing called CAB or something. Pretty relevant right now. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, with especially T20 leagues, is that fast bowlers... they have to be very effective. And
you probably won't pay them 14 matches because you have to, as you say, rotate them.
Yeah, also the thing is Australia would want to see what is Pat Cummins' fitness like, because next year is the T20 World Cup well, and you know, they want...
They've got plenty of test cricket before that also. So, and you know, he's their main guy now.
India is going to play Pat Cummins in the World Test Championship next year in Australia, and they want him fresh for that, most importantly.
Right.
And there have been instances...
It's a day-night test, so Australia will win one at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And if we can figure out how to get Warner out, I think...
Warner in Australian conditions. All right, we've run out of time. This is the end of... This is our last Lanso, I think, of the year. So, Rohit, going into 2020, we have a World Cup, as you just mentioned it. What are your expectations of the Indian team? Great 2019, minus that World Cup. Yeah. Great 2019, dominating in all three forms, at home, unplayable. And we've got two or three players right now who look like players of their generation. I give you Virat Kohli, I give you Rohit Sharma, and I give you Jasprit Bumrah. And there's lots to follow.
Yeah, so I think 2020 is going to be a really interesting year for us, because we're going to play a lot
2020 and the 2020.
Yeah.
this is a comic fodder for you for the whole year. 2020, 2020 and a 2020 today.
Yeah.
Okay, didn't go that well with him.
No, so the thing is, we're going to play a lot of T20 cricket and Test cricket.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a dearth of ODIs for a while, because the World Test Championship is going to be there. And the most interesting series that I'm looking forward to is the New Zealand series, because we're going to play two tests and five T20s. And it's going to be a really great series because New Zealand at home is very difficult to beat.
Correct.
Something that England also recently found out, and their T20 team is as good as any.
Yeah.
And we've not had a great record.
And man for man in New Zealand conditions, they've got it covered.
Yeah.
They've got it covered with their two or three all-rounders now in the middle order, which rescue them after batting debacles. They've got the ability to still score runs after five for nothing.
And their bowlers, they're like, we can't forget.
And Bolt wasn't in form, or he was injured and missed half the home series.
Also small grounds. Like, you know, the thing is, yahan pe jo third man pe catch jata hai, wahan pe stands mein hota already.
Correct.
So that is one thing that, you know.
Although our grounds are getting smaller also. We brought everything in for this T20 tournament. Uh-huh. You know, 65 meters is enough for a six. I could take up cricket again. Tell me, when Shardul hit those six sixes against Vishal, how big was the ground?
I don't know. It was not very big because, like, you know, Harry Shield has their own limitations. But right. I don't know what ground it was. But, like, I think in 14 days, once the internet starts working again.
Yeah. We'll find out. It was grounds for a caning as we leave left arm not so orthodox, the end show for 2019. Rohit, let's show the highlights of those six sixes Shardul hit in Harris Shield against your school. Which school was it?
Dr. S. Radhakrishnan Vidyalaya.
Who lost?
Yeah.
Who lost badly. Yeah. All right, here it is. These are the six sixes.